From Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Gary Holt, along with my co-host in Santa Clarita, Bobby Jean Bell. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus, he's coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows if you're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus, he's coming to town. So be good for goodness sake. Well, you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus, he's coming. Santa Claus, he's coming to town.
That's Brent Hill, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Bobby Bell, we're counting down the days, only 3 days away.
It's so close, isn't it? It's so exciting this time of year.
Yeah, that fat man will be climbing down the chimney all across the country before you know it. And so how are things out in California with the jingle bells this week?
Well, you know, we've got winter here. I love it. We're cold. We've got wind. We have rain today. We had some rain last night. So, you know, it's nice to snuggle in the bed when you've got it, you know, cold outside.
Well, we've kind of switched places because it was 53 when I got up this morning. They're forecasting 70 for Christmas Day. And I think the 10th warmest in Nashville history. So we may have to do like you California folks. We're going to get our shorts on and our UGG boots or something. I don't know.
Just throw a scarf around your neck and you're done.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, it is the Christmas season, and everybody is in a great mood and looking forward to being with family and friends. And we have a good friend joining us today. Tell us who that is.
We have Joni Harms calling in from her home base of Oregon, and we're really looking forward to chatting with Joni. I know that Christmas holds a very special place in her heart.
All right, we're looking forward to talking with her in just a few minutes, and we want to thank all of our sponsors. You'll find them on our website at equestrianlegacy.net, and those are the sponsors that you'll find in the general store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the Western and equestrian lifestyle. And there is still time, if you do express shipping, to get your orders in. So you can shop online with all of those folks there at equestrianlegacy.net. And then, of course, our Legacy Select Horse Campgrounds and Guest Ranches for the finest riding destinations in North America. Be sure and check out the Legacy Select Horse Campgrounds and Guest Ranches, and you'll find those on our website as well at equestrianlegacy.net. legacy.net. Now we're going to invite you to grab a big cup of coffee, take a deep seat in the saddle, and get ready for a great ride as we visit with Joni Harms on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. We'll be right back.
There's a place I love many miles away. This time of year it calls to me. Down an old dirt road there's a big white house. There waiting is my family. Mama called me just last week. Said they and I'm going home. I can almost see the tree all aglow and hear us singing silent night. And the taste of mama's homemade pie, I'll savor every bite. All the
prepping for our radio show online on equestrianlegacy.net. Every Thursday, we go live on time. It's Campfire Cafe with Gary and Bobby. Coffee in hand and notes galore, we bring you the guests that we adore. We laugh and chat, making spirits bright. Today's guest is Joni Harms. Saddle up and hold on tight. Welcome, Joni Harms. Joni Harms, our special guest on Campfire Cafe today. Oh, what fun it is to share her music sung her own unique way. Joni Harms, Joni Harms, Joni all the way. She brings the Western back to the country and does it in her own Harms way. Songs of dreams and love, of cowgirls and cowboys, of horses and cattle. Oh, what fun it is to ride with her in the saddle. She's recorded 12 CDs. You're sure to find a favorite or two. Choose That's Faith, Cowgirl Dreams, After All, or Harms Way, to name just a few. Joni Harms, Joni Harms, we're with Joni all the way. Christmas in the Country is what she'll share today. Oh, what fun it is to ride with Joni by your side. She's with us today. Please welcome her to Campfire Cafe.
Wow, that is awesome, Bobby. Merry Christmas. And thank you for such a beautiful introduction.
Merry Christmas,
well, if that doesn't
Joni.
Make my Christmas bright, I don't know what will.
We're so delighted that you're able to join us today. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure for sure.
Hey, Joni. I'm kind of speechless
Gary?
After that. Joni Harms, Joni Harms.
Me too.
Joni. Yeah.
Oh, the Harms way. Oh, I thought that was very, very nicely done, Bobby.
You know what she's doing, Joni. She's auditioning for WMA's Poet of the Year, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
I was already thinking of talking to her about some co-writes on some songs.
There you go.
Nothing original. I have to plagiarize. Nothing original.
No, that was fun.
That was fun.
Very
well,
good.
We are so excited.
How are you guys doing?
Good. I think not quite as well as Bobby is, though, it sounds like. But she's already been to the...
It's already almost Christmas.
It
I
is
know.
Almost Christmas. Three days
away.
And
so that also... Yeah. And it also means the year is coming to a fast, you know, a fast close also. That's really amazing.
I'm always excited to bring in a new one, though. Always new adventures, always new things to do and people to meet and see, things to see.
Yeah.
It's always bittersweet to see it end, but always excited about a new one myself anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just get another year older. So at my age, you're glad to see those years come. Yeah, you're glad to see those years come around. Anyway, we're going to have so much fun. You know, this is kind of special. This is wrapping up our December Christmas traditions, where we're kind of sharing memories this month with our guest. And I can't think of a better guest to close out those Christmas traditions and memories with than Joni Harms, Joni Harms. And you may have me doing that all through the show, Bobby. We'll have to watch. But Joni, tell us, you live on a century farm, and tell us a little bit about that and what Christmas has meant to you growing up in a place that's so steeped in tradition and history.
Well, thank you for that opportunity. And yes, it is a place that I take a lot of pride in being able to call home. And when I'm on the road as much as I am and I get back there, I always definitely feel like I am home. And, you know, our roots are deep here and lots of fun memories to think back on. And it sounds a little hokey, I suppose, but in a lot of ways, our Christmases were similar to like the Waltons or whatever. You know, we made a lot of music. Everybody in my family was played some kind of an instrument. We all pitched in to do some cooking, and usually things that we had were from our garden or from the farm itself. You know, even our beef Christmas dinner or whatever was raised right there. And so, you know, a lot of mom's canning would come out, and we just had some great, great times, and mom always read the Christmas story on Christmas Eve, and we would usually get to church too, but if the weather was bad or whatever, we'd have our own little service, seriously, with, you know, each of us taking part in playing a song, and just sharing stories from the Bible, and it was great things to carry with me, that a lot of those traditions I still keep in our family at Christmas time. It wasn't about the gift giving. We all got something. Usually, you know, mom was quite a seamstress and she made a lot of our things. One year I got Midnight, my horse that I just did everything on, taught horseback riding lessons, did rodeo queening. And it was probably, that was probably my favorite Christmas gift I ever got. And it was funny because I was kind of feeling like maybe I didn't get much that year. Buck and Chris, my brother and sister, all had opened their gifts, and I thought, man, they got something pretty nice, and I came a little short this year, but that's all right. Well, then about that time, Dad said, you know, let's go check on the cows out in the barn, and since it's Christmas, let's just, you know, walk out there together and maybe sing a Christmas carol or something on our way. And so we did, and lo and behold, we get out there, and there was that horse waiting for me with a big red bow, and it was just amazing. And I even have a song about him on my Are We There Yet children's album. He was quite a horse in a lot of ways, and we were best of friends.
Oh, that is so cool. So cool. Well, we're going to talk about more Christmas memories, but I don't think I've ever had you on the show where we haven't played this song, and that's Harm's Way. And this is the cut from the Oregon to Ireland CD. So it was a live performance.
The live album. Okay.
The live album. And let's take a listen to that, because I think there are a lot of folks out there listening that will be able to relate in some way to what this song has to share. And so we'll listen to Harm's Way and come back and talk more with our very special guest, Joni Harms. Joni Harms, jingling all the way on a campfire cafe.
Thank you.
All right.
Grandpa Harms built his homestead with hard-working hands. He knew he'd found a piece of heaven when he first looked on this land. He knew that it wouldn't be easy, but the tougher it got, the more he'd pray. He'd gladly do when another man would surely walk away. Never in harm's way. He and Grandma raised a family, same way they raised their crops, with tenderness and and love that never stops. It was mighty hard work around the harvest, picking apples, cutting wood and hauling hay, gathering up the goods out of the garden, 'cause absolutely nothing went to waste. Never in
That is a great, great CD, by the way, Oregon to Ireland, and that's the live CD. I think when we get to this time of year, some of us began to wax nostalgic just a little bit. And yeah, that just brings back memories of growing up as a kid for most of us. And I remember some stories that my dad told about him growing up. He was the youngest of 13. They didn't have much. They were farmers down in a little place called Cypress in Tennessee. And he said it was such a treat to get fruit back in those days.
Right.
Fresh
an
fruit.
Orange in your socking was a dad said was really, it was that and a candy cane maybe. And that was, usually what Santa left in your stocking, you know. And I got to thinking, too, when I was listening to the song, I thought maybe some of our folks from Europe and different places that tune in aren't familiar with who the Waltons are. But that used to be one of my favorite TV shows that I'd watch. And I said it was kind of like the Waltons. I thought, I wonder if they're wondering who in the world I'm talking about.
I bet they've seen reruns over there. So, but anyway, yeah, when we finish with the show tonight, we may say good night.
Yeah,
Joan. Good night, Bobby. You know.
But anyway, Joni Harms. Joni Harms.
Joni Harms. Joni Harms. Oh my gosh. Well, we take a different perspective on things when we kind of look back at our childhood. You know, we didn't have the big shopping malls when I was growing up, and probably not when you girls were growing up. Well, you're younger than I am. You might have had some shopping malls, but you know, the little towns were where the center of activity was, and if you weren't close to a town, you quite often had, what did you call that a while ago, Bobby? A wish book?
Yes, the wish.
The wish book.
Gosh, we'd go through that and we'd circle everything, you know, that we would be so delighted if even just one, you know, if one item appeared under the tree from Santa from that wish book.
Well, did Dad you used do that? To tell me more about that. We did have a mall that we'd go to, but Dad sure told me that was the way they did it. And then also, you know, we tried it, and it was really a good thing. All of our family, Mom and Dad, encouraged us to make at least one gift for somebody. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, that tradition is not much around anymore, you know, where you really handcrafted something. And it means so much when somebody gives me a handcrafted gift. It really does.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I can remember when we were growing up, I have two brothers, and we just all decided we'd make something instead of buying something. And one of my brothers made me a boot jack, and that was the most handy gift I ever got. You know, that thing's still around somewhere, but it was pretty cool. But
Citizen Roebuck wish book was something Dad said that it would come usually in October, and his sisters and brother was not take too long with it, but say, wow, look at these different things, and would sure love to have that or whatever he said. It was just you know, pretty neat deal, and kind of sad that those kind of things aren't still around like that. Now we go on the internet, don't we?
Mm-hmm. That's right. We shop online, but you've just led us right into our next song, and I thought a lot of folks would relate to this and enjoy this. And this is another one from the Oregon to Ireland CD called Catalog Dreams. And anything you want to tell us about this one, Joni, before we start this one?
Well, I just wrote this with Jim Verhoes, one of my favorite co-writers. And we, you know, just seems like it's one of those magical people that I can write with. And I'm not afraid to throw out different ideas like the catalog idea. And you know, it's one of the most requested songs I have. And, you know, when you write it, you're not so sure if other people are going to relate to it. But just as you said, it's been one of those that in one way or the other, whether it's their grandparents or their parents that people remember hearing about it if they didn't experience it that way. And so it's been a real neat gift for me to be able to share that little story with people and have them be so excited about listening to it.
All right. Well, this is Catalog Dreams, and I bet some of our audience out there can remember going through that Sears and Roebuck catalog. And so let's take a listen to that and come back and talk more with Joni Harms. Joni Harms on the Campfire Cafe.
When Dad told me about that, I got this idea for this song called Catalog Dreams. Oh. She could see herself sewing on that brand new machine as she took the time to look through that mail order magazine. It would sure make her life easier with all she has to do, but family needs come first and she'll have to wait a year or two. But it came from Sears and Roebuck, 1,000 pages long, everything from A to Z anyone could ever want. Putting away a little extra ain't as easy as it seems, so way out here we dream catalog dreams. Dad came in from working, he was tired as a dog. He sat down by the fire and picked up that catalog. His eyes fell on the tractor with the mowing arm of rain. He knew that kind of money was more than he could ever make. It came from Sears and Roebuck, 1,000 pages long, everything from A to Z anyone could ever want. But putting away a little extra ain't as easy as it seems, so way out here we dream catalog dreams. When supper time was over, Daddy turned to me and said, wanna do a little dream and take that catalog to bed. And up there in the quiet, laying all alone, I stumbled on a page, started a dream all of my own. 'Cause if I could learn to play on that silver tone guitar, maybe one day be a star. Daddy'd have his tractor, Mom her new machine. I'd buy them all of their catalog dreams. I'm gonna buy them all of their catalog dreams.
Well, you can tell they loved you over in Ireland. There was a whole lot of applause.
Well, thank you. That was such a fun thing. And we'll be going back over there as well as all around the UK in May. And I'll get the opportunity to work again some with the Sheeran Family Band, which is who I recorded that album with. And what a wonderful family group of musicians they are.
Well, it's a great CD, a lot of fun to listen to it. One song I thought about playing, but then I thought, nah, I won't do that. That's I Need a Wife. But now Bobby knows the truth behind that one.
Back to my Capitol Records days. Yeah, back when I was signed with Mr. Jimmy Bowen, the great producer there in Nashville, to record that album. So good memories there. You know, that's one of the things I always count my blessings for at the end of the year, is that I've been able to have such a great run with my music and just make it a occupation that I can't think of anything in the world I'd rather do. And, you know, too many people get up every day and go to a job that they don't care for. And I feel truly blessed that I am able to go out and share my music with different folks and meet so many neat people. And you know, it's just really something that I never get tired of.
That is so cool. Everybody should have a job that's not a job. You know, it's something that they look forward to every right. day. So how was Christmas different for your kids than it was for you? You have any special memories when your son and daughter were youngsters?
Christmas? I mean, it's always fun. And in Ohio, they used to have the video cameras and have to have all that done. When they'd open their gifts, you got to crank out that video camera now. And so I remember 1 year Olivia, in fact, I think she was 5, and Santa Claus brought her a little baby Taylor guitar, and she got that. And she just opened it up and her eyes got big as saucers. And she said, "It's my dream." And then, she said, followed that up with, "You know," just as serious as could be, too, she said, "You know, I will probably have 3 or 4 songs ready to play for you tonight, Mama. And she didn't quite have them by that night, but she did get to work on it, and it was a good gift because she's still playing and out there playing music now, too. She's a senior at Oregon State University and going to graduate this year, but has traveled a lot with me. I feel real blessed that she's gone and just enjoyed her music so much. We were in Vegas for the NFR, did Cowboy Church with Susie McIntyre, and you know, just some other events from some of our sponsors there in Las Vegas, the 1st of December. And Luke, my son, went along with me this year, too. And so we hit up the rodeo and just you know, a little bit of Vegas goes a long way with me. But we still had a real good time. And he was always interested in John Deere tractors. And isn't it interesting, really, how all of us set our tone of who we're really going to be and what we're going to do at a very young age? Because now he is carrying on and just got his very first big John Deere tractor, and he's doing custom farming for not only our place, but other ranchers around the area. And absolutely, that is his dream, to be a farmer rancher and carry on our place. And so I feel blessed. Both kids are doing something that will carry on kind of what I'm all about. One of them doing the farming and one of them doing some music, so kind of neat.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, Bobby, you were going to ask about something about Christmas trees. What was that?
Oh, well, I know but tell us a little bit about your family history on the property that you have in Oregon.
Well, it's raised one thing or the other in its almost 150 years. We've had, Dad had all kinds of things. My grandpa had other things, and you know, but sad in a way, but also excited to once again move forward. This is our last year of raising Christmas trees. We've had that for about the last 15, 20 years, a good part of our property with trees, and then the rest in cattle. And Luke doesn't have the passion for that as much as he does the cattle and the farming. So we're taken out what few ones didn't get sold this year, and we'll probably put it into hay and pasture and maybe some wheat so that we can expand the cattle business once again, a little bit bigger herd of them, and just let him follow his dreams of what he wants to raise out there. And we have great soil, great area to raise and grow just about anything you want to. And in the valley of Oregon where we live, we get abundance of rain, so you know, you don't even have to irrigate heavily to have nice crops. And so, you know, but like I said, at one time or the other, I think that place has raised just about everything. But that's the latest venture in plan, anyway, for now.
That's exciting. Well, that's one of those things to be looking forward to in the new year that you were mentioning just a little bit ago.
You bet. It is just, and I don't know, cattle have always been around just like dogs and everything else on that place. And so it's kind of a therapy for me. I really, in fact, I tell people, and it's the truth, when I get a new song that I've written, usually the first ones I go play it for is I'll grab my guitar out in the old barn and feed the cows some hay, and the dogs will come and kind of gather around, and I'll just sing for the cows and the dogs first. And usually the cows, they'll kind of nod their head, you know, like, like it. And the dogs, they'll kind of, you know, stick their tongues out and, good, Mom. And so they've never let me down yet on telling me that they like the music I make. So I guess maybe that's why I always try it out on them.
Oh, gosh. That's a great audience. That is a great audience. Well, let's get to some Christmas music. This is the title cut from the CD Christmas in the Country. Let's take a listen to that and come back and talk more with Joni Harms on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Out here in the country, when December rolls around, we plan a big old get-together, inviting folks from all around. It's a time for sharing, a time to spread the joy. It's a birthday celebration for that precious baby boy. It's Christmas in the country, and I guess that you could say we keep things pretty simple, but we like them just that way. Giving gifts we've made with love to those that we hold dear. Christmas in the country is the best time of the year. Christmas out here in the country is hard to describe, 'cause it's kinda just a feeling you get down deep inside. When we sing those Christmas carols by the tree that's all aglow, and then Mama reads the story that we still all love so. It's Christmas in the country, and I guess that you could say keep things pretty simple, but we like them just that way. Giving gifts we've made with love to those that we hold dear. Christmas in the country is the best time of the year.
Okay.
Yes, Christmas in the country is my favorite time of year.
That is a great song. That's Christmas in the Country from the CD by the same name. And we're talking with Joni Harms, who has been kind enough to stop her Christmas shopping and decorating to call in and visit with us today. So,
my pleasure. It's my treat.
Could you ever imagine not living in the country?
No. Or do you want a direct answer?
She didn't even have to think about that, Gary.
Yeah, well, I'm with Joni on that. I can't imagine having to live in. I lived in the city for a little while, and that was just not where I needed to be. So, Christmas in the country is just kind of a special time of year, isn't it? Just a special place to be.
Absolutely, there, so. Absolutely. And you know, I mean, I enjoy traveling all around the world. I'm not afraid to go anywhere. And I just love it, and always, you know, a little bit of time at home, and I'm ready to go again. But boy, if I didn't have that place to go back to at the end of the tour of music, it would be awfully hard, that's for sure.
Well, you travel extensively, and have you ever been out of the country during the Christmas time of year, or just before the Christmas season, to see how they celebrate things maybe differently? In another part of the world?
Very much so. Very much so. Yes, I've been in Sweden and Switzerland and different year France, different year, just lots of different places I have been at Christmas time in another country, and certainly other places around the States, because I quite enjoy going around doing a Christmas show before, you know, Christmas comes, but have never been out of Oregon really for Christmas Day itself. I've been different parts of Oregon, but I've always wanted to pretty much stay pretty close to home on Christmas. It's something I would consider if it was really something special to go somewhere else. But no, I really, really cherish my moments around that farm on Christmas Day. It's with my family.
Yeah, just a special time to be with family. Did you get a chance to see maybe how they decorate differently in Sweden or do some things differently over there? That looks like a Courier Ives print would be made right there in Sweden somewhere.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous, different places too. And the snow, you know, is great. One year I was in Paris around there for a place called Billy Bob's at Disney World in Paris, the week or so before Christmas, and everybody, you know, I mean, really, they've got their own little different flair to it, but decorative places, I mean, Disneyland there was very much, Disney World, excuse me, was very much like they decorate Disneyland here, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing to see how different folks decorate and what their traditions are and different things. But boy, in the end, there's no place like home.
Yeah, no place like home for the holidays, I think, would be the way that song goes. But we want to get
some idea.
Too bad
it's already been done, huh?
That's right. Well, we want to get to some more Christmas music. There's a story behind this next song that we're going to play. It's The Little Gray Donkey. You want to share that one with us?
Oh, I'd love to if you've got the time, as there is for most of my songs I write. But I was closing in on kind of almost being finished with the songwriting for my Christmas album a few years ago when I did that. And I had recently, I guess it was maybe the end of the summer, September or so, I had purchased a beautiful new buckskin quarter horse that I was using and on the ranch and enjoying. And he was a kind of a high-strung guy, and I'd found him from this friend of mine, cowboy friend of mine, that was going to sell him. And so I said, yeah, I'll take him. I think some folks may have even seen him. He's in the Cowgirl Dreams book there. So, but anyway, kind of got down to the wire going and getting him. And usually he had him at an event or something where I'd seen him prior to, or at a rodeo. And so I went to the ranch to get him. And this cowboy said, there is one little catch, Joni, that I forgot, by golly, to mention to you. I know he hadn't forgotten. But he said, if you take the buck, you got to take Pokey, this little miniature burro, because they're best friends. And here was this cute little miniature donkey out there with Buck in the pasture. And my heart melted. And I said, oh, of course. And so they were kind of inseparable. Just so fun to watch out there together, you know, and this little guy kind of, as you see sometimes with racehorses, little ponies or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like they have a bond and a calming by being around each other that's just precious. So anyway, we got Pokey, and I was having a cup of coffee one morning, and I grabbed my guitar, and I thought, I wonder if there's anything that inspires me this morning to write a Christmas song about. And I saw him out there, and I thought, you know, wow, that's a mighty small animal to carry Mary with child all the way to Bethlehem. And then it was just one of those gifts that as soon as I could grab my pencil and paper and write, the whole story for this song came about. But it was really thanks to Pokey, that little miniature burro, that I got the idea.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is a beautiful song. Let's take a listen to The Little Gray Donkey, and we'll thank Pokey for that. And come back and talk more with Joni in just a moment.
In a place far away, many years ago, lived a little gray donkey who just couldn't grow. He was teased by the others till sometimes he'd cry. Then one day a kind man came looking to buy. He said, I haven't much money, but you can have what I've got. That little gray donkey I sure like a lot. I've quite a long journey, need him for my wife. Sir, I'd be grateful the rest of my life. So the little of all, but he carried Mary uphill and down till he brought her safely to Bethlehem town. A wondrous thing happened the very next morn in a little cow stall, baby Jesus was born. As wise men and shepherds came looking to see, the little gray donkey felt big as could be. Yes, the little gray donkey's an important part to the story we carry so close to our heart. He proved God loves us no matter what size. He made each of us beautiful in his eyes. And the little strongest of all, but he carried Mary uphill and down, and he brought her safely to Bethlehem town.
Well, I don't want to sound like Belinda Gale, but that's just precious. That is.
Thank you.
That is a great, yeah. Great song. Great, great song.
Well, we put a little book to it, too, for kids that want to listen. And I've been real blessed to have a lot of people get those and share with young children or Sunday schools. And Richard Jenkins, actually, a wonderful artist, asked me if he could draw some pictures of the little gray donkey. And so I said, wow, that would be wonderful, because he was getting such a visual from listening to the song. So we ended up getting a little book that folks can get that goes along with that song. And that's all on my website. But it's just been a real, and it's such a reward to me when I can write something and other people really benefit from it. It's just one of the best things anybody can tell me is that some one of my songs touched them in a special way.
Yeah. How did the children's book and the CD come about?
Well, the Little Gray Donkey one? It was really, yeah, just that I'd recorded the CD, and it was out on Richard Jenkins from Idaho, who's an artist. I was at a show performing that, and he said, I love that song. And then he got the CD, and then he called me later and just said, you know, I've been listening to that song, Joni, and I really have been just drawing some sketches. Can I send them to you and see what you think? And I did. And then before we had ended the conversation, I said, do you mind if I put this into a little children's book? And he said, well, I was kind of hoping you might think something like that. I'd love that. So that's how it happened.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, have you done any, or have you thought of doing any other children's projects?
I'm sorry, you cut out there. I didn't get to hear what you said, Gary.
No, I say, have you done any other children's projects, or have you thought of doing any other children's projects?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I enjoy it so much. When Olivia and Luke were younger, I recorded the album Are We There Yet? And with that album, I did a coloring book that goes with each song. So there's, like, if you listen to the song, the kids can color the picture that we created that goes with the song. And then I also have a real fun song called Stan and Bert that's on the Are We There Yet CD that I did a book along with that for kids to read through and look at, which is used in a lot of preschools and things. So that album has done very well with kids, as well as the Christmas in the Country CD and Little Gray Donkey book. But, you know, I am inspired to do some more. And interestingly, you should even ask the question, because kind of been toying around with some more kids' music and books because I enjoy it so much. And so, you know, maybe in this new year we'll get that done. I am working on another Western album, and that's a priority to get that done first. But and maybe one of these days another Christmas album, too, because this year I wrote a couple of new Christmas songs that I would love to get out there and share with people. So, you know, you never know. There's no slowing down yet, though, that's for sure. I'm still loving what I do.
Are you going back to Europe next year, Joni?
I am. I'm doing a tour through the UK, for the full month of May and into a little bit of June. And then I had to cut it off because I said, Even though there were still a few more people asking for some dates in June, I said, I am not going to miss my daughter's graduation from college. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting probably about 5 weeks over there, though. So it'll be a pretty lengthy tour, and we're covering a lot of ground. I think I've only got about 6 days off that whole tour. So it's going to be busy Joni time there, but getting to see a lot of folks and play a lot of music. So it'll be good.
That's great. Wow.
That's great. Well, I know what will inspire you to write more children's stuff.
I was thinking the same thing, Gary.
Yeah, one of these days, grandbabies will come along, and then there'll be all kinds of Christmas books.
She's only 21. No hurry, though.
No hurry, but someday.
Someday, absolutely, and I can't wait for that. I've heard all about how wonderful it is to be a grandparent, and so I look forward to that day for sure. But no hurry. I want them both to take their time and become who they are before they worry about new babies.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another great Christmas song from the CD called King of Kings. Is there a story behind this one?
Well, you know, it's hard to come up with maybe a new concept on the original beautiful story of what Christmas is really all about, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ and I and his birthday. And I thought, you know, I would really like to write something though for that has another kind of twist on that message. And that was what was so fun and special about the Little Gray Donkey for me, is it kind of gave another idea that maybe hadn't been used so much about how the story of Jesus came about. But King of Kings was really just from listening and hearing that beautiful story so many times and then just kind of trying to write another version of it.
Well, this is the King of Kings by Joni Harms. We're talking with her on the Campfire Cafe, and we'll be back in just a moment. That is beautiful, beautiful story, beautifully done. And all of this is from the Christmas in the Country CD, the Christmas songs. And we've played some from the Oregon to Ireland CD as well, that live great live CD that Joni has. You know, sometimes I think people need to listen in to when we're playing music, we get in the chat room. But we were talking about White Whiskers. Tell us the story about your dad.
Well, Dad always, he grew up knowing Santa Claus as White Whiskers. So when we were kids, I came along, that was what we called Santa Claus, was White Whiskers. And so it had to be someone else, you know, and some books and stuff that made me realize that White Whiskers was Santa Claus. Because I only knew him as that. That was just what Dad called. Okay, you better get some rest before White Whiskers comes, you know. And so it just came natural to write a song about him for the Christmas CD.
Well, that is such a cool story. Now, when you were growing up, did you ever get out to see White Whiskers in the stores?
We did. He used to come to the train depot in Canby. And it was like a one-time thing. He wasn't in all the, you know, the stores just the one time. I think it was usually the second Saturday of December, White Whiskers would come into the train depot in our little hometown. And kids would line up, you know, clear around the block to go in and get to meet him. And I was one of them.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was always a highlight for my kids to get to visit with Santa Claus. But let's take a listen to this song and come back and visit just a few minutes more with Joni Harms on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. I may just have to teach the kids to call Santa White Whiskers. I love this.
On Christmas Eve, I try so hard not to fall asleep. I lie awake and listen for the sounds of Santa's feet. But sure as I drift off, that's when he comes and goes. Another year I've missed him, White Whiskers always knows. Each year I write a letter, send it to the pole, to make sure that the reindeer have directions to our home. But we moved this year and I'm afraid they won't know where to go. But Mama said, don't worry, White Whiskers always knows. I raced down Christmas morning and there beneath our tree, our special gifts that Whiskers left there just for me. Underneath the paper, ribbon and red bows, is exactly what I asked for, White Whiskers always knows. And the way it makes me feel, I couldn't be more certain that White Whiskers, he is real. And I'd just like to thank him, tell him I love him so. But once again my mama said, White Whiskers always knows. I raced down Christmas morning, there beneath our tree, our special gifts that Whiskers left there just for me. Underneath the paper, ribbon and red bows, is exactly what I asked for, White Whiskers always knows. On Christmas Eve I try so hard not to fall asleep. I lie awake and listen for the sounds of Santa's feet.
You know, and I believed for a long time. I didn't want to give it up. You know, I really,
oh,
I didn't. I just, it was just, yeah, Santa Claus, yeah, for sure. And I don't know how he did it, but we had a big old, well, you can see the rock fireplace in the picture on the album cover of Christmas in the Country. And Dad would somehow get his boots in there. And usually in the morning, Christmas morning, there would be imprints in the ashes in the fireplace from Santa Claus.
Joni, you do still believe in white whiskers, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. Absolutely. And, my brother and sister were 10 and 11 years older than I was, and so they used to, milk it pretty good with me, too. So, but absolutely. How, why give up? I mean, I've always been quite an imaginative, mate. Be able to come up with things and just why not believe? It's a good healthy thing.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
I absolutely am. I am a believer. I believe.
Yes.
Yes, there is a Santa Virginia. That's what you said the other day. So. Hey, did you leave a treat out for Santa Claus when you were growing up? Did you have to leave something for Santa?
Of course.
Yeah,
absolutely. We have traditional goodies that we make every year. One of them is lefse. It's I'm from Norway. My mom was, and so we have lefse, and then we have Nürnbergers from Germany, which is where my dad came from, and lots of other special kinds of treats. That is just kind of a tradition that we've absolutely held on to. Olivia and I have been busy in the kitchen several days this year and got quite a batch of cookies, and always enjoy taking them around and sharing them with some of the neighbors and things too, which is still a cool tradition to keep. But yes, we always put out a plate of cookies for Santa Claus and then some carrots and goodies for the reindeer too.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. Do you have a big family that comes in for Christmas? Do you have Christmas at your house? What is Christmas Day like for you?
Quite often we have everybody there, and I'm blessed to have a pretty good sized house so that we can accommodate everybody, and a big old kitchen with that fireplace in there. And so usually my brother Buck and his family come from Grants Pass, Oregon, which is more about 4 hours away, about south towards the California border. And then my sister Chris and her family are in Corvallis, which is where Oregon State University is, where Olivia is going to school. And so we usually have Christmas Day together anyway and cook up a big old prime rib, and everybody brings a little bit of a side dish to that. And just it's lots and lots of music, as I said. Everybody plays and sings, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Oh, wow. Wow. I don't know whether I need to come to Joni's or whether I need to go to Clint Bradley's. You know, everybody talks about all this neat food that they have for Christmas. And I'm thinking about what kind of soup am I going to open up that day. But anyway,
you are more than welcome. The more the merrier.
Oh, Gary, you're funny.
Well, yeah, I was kidding about the soup. But anyway, hey, I want to get into another song. This is Cowboy Christmas. And tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure. I mean, it's kind of, what it is. We all still wear, cowboy gear on Christmas Day. And it's just a song idea that I had that I thought fit our place and certainly my style of music to write and record. So George McCorkle, who was the writer of Fire on the Mountain, which was, of course, a big hit. And I wrote this song, and we had just a great old time putting it together. And I would love it if we could share Cowboy Christmas with everybody right now. And I hope everybody has a great Cowboy Christmas.
All right. Well, let's take a listen
from
to Joni, this. And be back.
From Joni Harms, Joni Harms.
From Joni Harms, Joni Harms. Jingle all the way. So here we go.
Celebrate in the western way, go caroling around the bonfire to welcome Christmas Day. Hang a star out on the bunkhouse, there ain't one thing saddle up the horses, ride till we find the tree, and hope that I've been good enough that Santa brings some brand new boots for me. We're gonna have a cowboy Christmas, celebrate in the western way, caroling around the bonfire to welcome Christmas Day. Hang a star out on the bunkhouse, there ain't one thing I'd change. It's another cowboy Christmas at our home on the range. Buck breaks out the fiddle, you can hear those cowboy spurs start jingling. We're gonna have a cowboy Christmas, celebrate in the western way, caroling around the bonfire to welcome Christmas Day. Hang a star out on the bunkhouse, there ain't one thing another cowboy Christmas at our home on the range. It's another cowboy Christmas at our home on the range.
Cowboy Christmas by Joni Harms. And Bobby, I think you have made a mark with your poem and introduction this morning.
Well, maybe that'll be for us the Christmas tradition for next year. I don't think it will become the new weekly intro. I think we'll kind of leave this concept for Christmas only.
Yeah. Well,
very fun.
Well, this has been a fun show, and Bobby, you had some thoughts you wanted to share, some things you wanted to ask.
Yes, Joni, you have 12 amazing CDs. They belong in everybody's library, every single one of them. So let's direct our wonderful listeners to how they can get those CDs and find out where you're touring.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It's www.joniharms.com. That's spelled J-O-N-I-H-A-R-M-S. And I have been very, very flattered and excited that lots of orders have been coming in this holiday season. And so I feel like there might be some Joni Harms music in a few people's stockings. And that's very, very exciting for me, and I'm very grateful.
And you're on Facebook, same name, just put in Joni Harms. And, you know, as I was listening today, and I'm so familiar with this Christmas CD, it's a tradition for us. But as I was listening and I thought, you know, when you're out and about and you're in the malls and you're in, you know, all the places that sort of have the, I won't say canned, but, you know, they have their soundtracks for Christmas. It's like you still hear the same, you know, like 18 songs or 20 songs. And after a while, you know, they're refreshing at the beginning of the Christmas season when you're just beginning to hear them. And I think there is such a wealth of amazing body of Christmas music in just listening to every one of these songs. It's like, why don't these get that kind of respect, you know, and airplay?
Oh, aren't you sweet? I'm with you, though. I kind of get tired of the same old ones, too. And that's why I did want to write every song on there except The Gift, which I absolutely love that Stephanie Davis wrote. So I did record that on there. But the rest are mine. And, you know, just to get a certain kind of feeling that I wanted to create, too, we recorded this CD, the Christmas in the Country CD, in our log home and just used a little four-track recorder because I wanted it to feel like kind of our Christmases do, where we all just grab an instrument and kind of sit around the Christmas tree and sing. And I wanted this CD to have that kind of feeling so that folks could put it on and just kind of feel like it wasn't from a studio that was, or there was canned music where it was recorded in July or June when it was hot outside. I wanted very much the Harms family traditional Christmas feel to come out in the CD. So what you just said there means a lot, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's one of our traditions here at the Jingle Bell family.
Good deal.
Gosh. Well, we have so enjoyed having you with us today and look forward to having you back sometime in 2017. When you're in Nashville now, you've got to let me know so we can get connected and maybe have a cup of coffee together. So that would be a lot of fun.
I'll do that.
Yeah, but we've been talking with Joni Harms. The website is joniharms.com, and everybody needs to have this in their Christmas library. You know, I got a stepfather that listens to Christmas music year-round, and so I can imagine he'd love to be listening to this, and so get your orders in, visit the website, and pick up some Joni Harms music today. Won't be too late to do that. So, Joni, thank you so much. We want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And we're going to close out this segment with your Remember What It's All About. Anything that you'd like to tell us about this one before we go?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. And real quickly, you know, that's one of the songs I wrote when I was still a teenager. So many years ago, I wrote that song, and I was in the motorhome with my mom and dad on a vacation. And I believe we were going through the state of Wyoming, and I grabbed my guitar and went to the back of the motorhome, which is one of the most wonderful things about being able to travel, where you can get up and do things. And I don't know why I got inspired to write a Christmas song in July in Wyoming, but that's what came out. And, you know, I never really wrote another Christmas song for a long time. But when I did this Christmas CD, gosh, not that many years ago, really. I guess it's probably 15, 16 years old anyway, this CD now. But still, when I recorded it, I thought back to this song because there is a special meaning about it. And boy, I'm one of the guilty ones where, you know, sometimes you get caught up in the hustle and bustle of all there is to do and need to just remind myself that that has nothing to do with what this whole season is really all about.
Right, right. Well, this is a great song. And Joni, thanks again for being with us. Again, wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, and we'll see you down the trail sometime in 2017. Thanks for being with us.
Gary and Bobby, thank you so very much, and Merry, Merry Christmas to you both, and the happiest of New Year's to all the listeners out there as well.
Merry Christmas. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Smell the Christmas baking in the air and the sounds of excitement everywhere. It's that special time of year again. Spread a little cheer again. Let's get together and we'll make it Christmas here. It's always fun to decorate the Christmas tree, and the mistletoe is hung for all to see. All the streets are decorated for those who've hesitated to go out and get their shopping done this year. But don't you remember what it's all about? Do you feel lost and are you really in doubt that your gifts didn't cost enough? Your clothes aren't in style enough. Don't you remember what it's all about? Don't you remember the little town of Bethlehem that away in a manger he was born, that the wise men they came by a star that did aim its light towards a little cow stall. The angels came
could sing. Hallelujahs to Jesus, our King. It's his birthday we celebrate, so please won't you concentrate on remembering what it's all about. Oh, I know there's so much for you to do, but let me give you just one little clue. It will all fall in place if you keep God and his grace, and just remember what it's all about. Have a very Merry Christmas, everybody.
Remember what it's all about, Joni Harms. So much fun having Joni visit us today, Bobby.
Absolutely. So fun. You know, when she shared some of their traditions, it made me kind of begin to think about, oh, yeah, the handmade gift. Oh, my gosh. How can I not have remembered how important that tradition was in our family? So I hope that this series of shows that we've done, that they may have sparked some wonderful memories in our listeners' memories as well, and maybe even open some conversation of sharing stories with their own families about the traditions of growing up during the Christmas season.
Well, it has certainly brought back memories for me from my childhood and from stories that I've heard my parents tell, and certainly memories of my children and now grandchildren as some new being made. So anyway, it's been so much fun to be sharing this with folks during the month of December. And we still have a little more Christmas to come in this month. So Sunday, beginning at 9 o'clock, it's a very special show with Belinda Gale on Blessed Trails as we celebrate a Belinda Gale family Christmas. And so we're going to encourage folks to tune in sometime on Christmas Day. I think you'll enjoy those stories and certainly enjoy the music that will be shared. And we may even do another little special Christmas music show that we air for Christmas Eve. So that might be fun to share some more of this great Western Christmas music with our audience. And we'll let folks know about that as we're coming up. But anyway, we've got what are you and Jim doing for Christmas?
Well, we have cousins that live not too far away from us, about 45 minutes away, and we love to go down and spend Christmas Eve with them, and then we will be with them all Christmas Day and come back in the early, or sort of, you know, Christmas night. One of the things that we love to do is put a jigsaw puzzle together, especially my cousin Lori and I. The two guys, they like to watch football or, you know, do other kinds of things. And Lori and I, like in the days of the quilting bees, Lori and I love to work at putting a puzzle together and catching up with each other and everything we have going on while we puzzle. And that's kind of doing a puzzle at Christmas has been a tradition of my family for a long, long time. And it's kind of fun that Lori and I like to do that together. So that's what we're doing. What about you? Yeah, what about you?
Well, I have a pretty good sized family, so everybody will be gathering at one of my brother's homes. I think the last count was 30 some odd family members are going to be getting together, and so that should be a wild time with all of these grandbabies that we've all got now. So that's always a lot of fun, and so we look forward to doing that. And then I've got my youngest daughter's birthday is December the 26th, and so we'll celebrate her birthday as well, and I still have to make a cake. No, I still have to buy a cake.
Oh, I just had this image of you in the kitchen for just a moment there.
Yeah, with my apron on and flour all over my face. But we'll be celebrating Christmas and birthdays and just have a big time with her family. But next week, we have a very special guest that's joining us. Let our audience know who that's going to be.
Oh, from Texas, we've got Mickey Daniel joining us, our last show for 2016. And what a wonderful way to kind of wrap the year and ring in 2017. So that'll be a lot of fun catching up with Mickey.
That will be a lot of fun. Very talented young lady. She was the WMA 2016 Female Performer of the Year. And so we're going to enjoy talking with Mickey and find out what's going on with her. And then we'll be bringing Saddle Up America back. We've kind of let our guests slide while we were doing all these Christmas shows. But Saddle Up America will be back as well. So anyway, I want to wish you and Jim, the Jingle Bell family, a very Merry Christmas. And we look forward to seeing you back on the radio next Thursday as we get ready to bring in the new year. So Merry Christmas to you.
And the same to you, Gary.
And to all of our listeners, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. And, you know, every day should be Christmas. We're going to close the show out with a great song by our good friend Don Edwards. And it's called Every Day is Christmas in the West. Merry Christmas, everyone.
They say Christmas comes but once a year, but don't you believe it's so? That's only a story you may hear from those who just don't know that every day is Christmas in the West. Every day is Christmas in the West. There's always an evergreen tree nearby, and always stars like ornaments in the sky. Nature makes a present of each day. Skylarks softly carol on their way. There you'll find the true kind of love the Lord above expects. For every day is Christmas in the Christmas in the West. Every day is Christmas in the West. There's always an evergreen tree nearby, and always stars like ornaments in the sky. Nature makes a present of each day. Skylarks softly carol on their way. There you'll find the true kind of love the Lord expect. For every day is Christmas in the West. Every day Christmas is.